We're going to interrupt our remembrance of Senator John McCain and turn to Jacksonville, Florida, where a mass shooting has taken place at a video game tournament. We are still learning details about what exactly happened, but the Jacksonville Sheriff's Office says there were three fatalities at the scene, one of which was the shooter, and a number of other people were injured. Lindsay Kilbride is a reporter for member station WJCT in Jacksonville, Florida. She's been covering this, and she's with us now. Lindsay, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
What more can you tell us about what happened?
So it happened at a place called The Landing, which is sort of a waterfront dining shopping area. It was the Madden tournament, so a football game, and it was one of the qualifiers. So people who won this would go to a finals round, I'm hearing. And the shooting happened around 1:34 in the afternoon. So 911 calls started coming in. About 2 minutes later, officers showed up. Three people died, including the suspect who killed himself, and then there were 9 other gunshot wound victims and 2 other injuries without the gun.
Can you tell us anything about how severely injured the people were who survived all this? Do we know anything about that?
We don't. I'm hearing that they're stable, but we don't know for sure what will come from that. But the shooter, he apparently used a handgun, is what the sheriff is saying. And they're identifying him, although saying it's pending confirmation as someone named 24-year-old David Katz from Baltimore, Maryland. And the sheriff's office is working with the FBI in Maryland to get that confirmation. And they're going through his car. They've secured his car, and they're going through that right now.
Do we know anything about what his motive was in doing this? Why did he do this? Were the authorities able to tell us anything about that?
I'm hearing a lot of rumors that he lost the game, but no authorities have confirmed any of that. So we're not reporting that as fact yet. Although throughout the night, the sheriff's office says they'll be updating via Twitter. There's not expected to be another press conference, but we're going to be keeping an eye on it to see if we get any more details about who this person was and why they did this.
Now, I understand that there was another shooting just 2 days ago there in Jacksonville. A person was killed and 2 people were injured after a Friday night football game at a high school. And it doesn't seem as though there was any connection between the two. But I'd have to point out that Florida has primaries on Tuesday. And one can imagine that the issue of guns will be front and center, and even more so after the Parkland shooting there earlier this year. Are officials in Florida saying anything about all this?
Absolutely. And also notable to point out that just a month ago, Parkland students were here at The Landing, the exact same location the shooting happened at, doing a March for Our Lives rally. But a number of officials who are going to be on the ballot on Tuesday have showed up here at the scene today giving interviews. And tomorrow, a lot of candidates are expected to be in town campaigning. Some have called emergency press conferences are coming here anyway to talk about gun issues, and that's been a huge topic in all the debates. We have a very crowded primary, and that's one of the number one questions they're asked.
Before we let you go, we only have about 30 seconds left. Can you just give us a sense of what's the atmosphere in that area right now?
Disbelief. People, although the sheriff's office is telling everyone stay away, everyone's walking up to the scene just to stand, and it's all roped off, but just to look at The Landing, just to say, I can't believe this happened here today. So people are mourning. People are already upset about the shooting that you mentioned earlier that happened at a Jacksonville high school. 2 public shootings in a weekend. It's not good.
That's Lindsay Kilbride. She is a reporter with WJCT in Jacksonville, Florida. Lindsay, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.